Washington. This is VOA News. I'm Ray Kugel reporting. Renewed U.S. support for Egypt's anti-terrorism efforts. Secretary of State John Kerry is in Qatar, where he'll be meeting with his counterparts in the Gulf Cooperation Council to allay concerns about the Iran nuclear deal. He arrived in Doha late Sunday after spending the bulk of the day in Egypt in a strategic dialogue session with Foreign Minister Sameh Shoukry that focused on security and other issues.
The importance of Egypt and the importance of the relationship can't be understated. Egypt has long played a pivotal role in the region and in world affairs. And we have great confidence, I assure you, that that's part of the foundation on which we will build the future.
Secretary Kerry also met with Egypt's President Abdel Fattah el-Sisi in a diplomatic show of support for Egypt's ongoing face-off against Islamist extremists in the Sinai Peninsula. Britain and France say it is a top priority for them to block the onslaught of thousands of migrants seeking passage to England via the Eurotunnel. In a joint statement published in British and French newspapers, British Home Secretary Theresa May and her French counterpart Bernard Cazeneuve called on other European Union countries and the international community to help curb the flow of refugees from Africa to Europe. At least 10 migrants have died trying the France to Britain passage. Kurdish rebels launched a suicide attack Sunday at a military police post in eastern Turkey, killing 2 soldiers and wounding 24 others. The attack in Agri province occurred near the Iranian border. It involved an agricultural vehicle packed with 2 tons of explosives. This is VOA News. Israel ordered detentions without trial of Israeli citizens suspected of waging violence against Palestinians as part of a crackdown against those responsible for a deadly arson attack on a Palestinian family in the occupied West Bank. The Israeli Security Cabinet approved the so-called administrative practice measure on Sunday, 2 days after suspected Jewish ultranationalists torched a Palestinian home in the West Bank town of Douma. An 18-month-old toddler burned to death in his bed while his parents and brother suffered severe injuries. There's been no claim of responsibility. President Barack Obama is set to unveil new regulations Monday aimed at cutting carbon pollution that comes from the nation's power plants. The president issued a call to action Sunday on the White House Facebook page.
Power plants are the single biggest source of the harmful carbon pollution that contributes to climate change. But until now, there have been no federal limits to the amount of that pollution those plants can dump into the air. Think about that.
The goal is for plants to reduce their carbon emissions by 32% below 2005 levels by the year 2030. Individual states will be responsible for coming up with their own plans to meet the target. Those plans would have to go into effect by 2022. Senate Republican Leader Mitch McConnell represents Coleridge, Kentucky, and sees the plan as a job killer.
We need to do everything we can to try to rein in the regulatory onslaught, which is the principal reason that we haven't had the kind of bounce back after the 2008 recession that you would expect.
Senator McConnell and the Republican-led Congress and power companies are expected to raise questions about the cost of reforms and effect on consumers. The World Health Organization says work is moving ahead on a plan to reform the organization's ability to respond speedily and effectively to international health emergencies. These reforms have been triggered by worldwide criticism of the World Health Organization's slow response to the Ebola epidemic in West Africa. WHO Director General Margaret Chan.
Internally, within the organization, we are implementing faster, more streamlined internal procedures for procurement, for staff deployment, and the management of our global resources to speed up the response to any emergency.
Dr. Chan says while implementing these reforms, it'll be costly, but still confident the money will be found. Canada's Prime Minister Stephen Harper dissolved Parliament Sunday, setting an election for October 19th. Mr. Harper and his Conservative Party are seeking a fourth term in office after almost a decade in power. Mr. Harper has gradually pushed his generally center-left country toward more conservative policies, lowering taxes, supporting the oil industry against environmental attacks, and increasing military spending. I'm Ray Kugel in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.